The news show needs your help. If you enjoy this podcast, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or send a one-time donation at paypal.me/British Tech. Your generosity ensures that this podcast can continue. Thank you so much for your support. Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. Sorry about yesterday's edition, a little technical difficulties. If you haven't heard Monday's edition, you can go check it out now. It is up on the BTN Network. However, though, we're here on July 20th, 2021 to get you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. It's that time again, Apple users. Time for an update. Yep, get ready for iOS 14.7. This will actually make it the 7th major update for the iOS operating system since iOS 14 debuted back in September of 2020. Took a little bit longer to actually get to 0.7, 2 months in fact from 14.6. So, what are we getting in this update? Well, it looks like we're getting Apple Card Family support. Support also for podcast subscriptions, which was actually supposed to already be there, but again, Apple had also technical difficulties, I guess. But it's there now. There's also added support for the recently introduced MagSafe battery pack, which I'm sure you know is compatible with the iPhone 12, 12 mini, 12 Pro, and of course the 12 Pro Max. Of course, the update is free for your iPhone or iPad. There's also updates too for Apple TV and even the Apple Watch. As to the question if this will be the last update we'll see before iOS 15, well, that remains to be seen. Let's see how many bugs are in this one. More software updates coming our way, this time from Google and Android TV. Yes, Google has added new tools to Android television, so it'll make it feel a little bit more like Google TV. You know, that other dongle that they got out right now? It's basically the size of a Chromecast, but looks like Android TV. Now, with this Android TV update, you can add titles to your watch list across the Android TV system, and you'll do that by long pressing on your selection and then hitting Add to Watch List. The company's also tweaked the details page for each show as well, where now you can actually see trailers that autoplay when you go a little bit deeper into each title. If it sounds familiar, yeah, it's very Netflix-like. There's also a new way to see what Google might be offering up for you. That'll be in the home screen settings, of course, and all you gotta do is look for content preferences and then scroll through the titles that show up. As for when you'll start seeing this update, should be starting about right now, actually, and should be rolling out to everybody all week long. So if you haven't got it yet, hold your horses. It's a-coming. Guess this is the day of rolling new stuff out. Software updates, new features, heck, even WhatsApp says. Now you can join group calls even after they've already started. Yep, that new feature started rolling out yesterday for WhatsApp users, and the feature pretty much does what it says on the tin. You'll be able to join a call with your friends and family when you really want to. Maybe you're going to wait for Uncle Bob to get off there first because you don't like Uncle Bob. This feature, again, pretty much similar to what you see in Zoom or even Google Meet. There's also actually a new call info screen as well, so you can actually see if Uncle Bob is still there on the call, and if he's not, well then there's your chance to jump in. Now, like I said, the new feature started rolling out yesterday, so more than likely, you can start enjoying the feature today. And finally, do you have enough Plus streaming in your life? I mean, really, Disney Plus, Discovery Plus, CNN Plus, what? Yeah, that's right, CNN. They're coming out with a streaming service too, and copying everybody else. Get ready for CNN Plus. Yes, they announced yesterday they will be joining the streaming market race and should be hitting our streaming boxes sometime in early 2022. Now, apparently the new service will complement the core CNN linear networks and even digital platforms. Now, from what was discussed with the upcoming CNN Plus streaming service, it will have original, live, on-demand, and even interactive programming. And that will be completely separate and very distinct from CNN's linear channels. They're even saying at launch, the service will have a deep library of non-fiction and long-form programming. As for what CNN Plus will cost, well, that's still up in the air. We do know it will be launching first only in the U.S., and there will be no ad-supported version. But one would think you can't charge $9.99 a month. No, not even $5 a month like for Discovery Plus. But then again, maybe there's just enough CNN super fans out there. It remains to be seen. you got a story and no one else is listening to you, well, we will send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located britishtechnetwork.com. Find the new show over there, The Mac Show, The Big Show, and The Photo Show as well. Find us, too, on Facebook at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.